Britain say country changing too fast, detect tension between migrants and UK-born, research finds. By Oliver J.J. Lane on November 8, 2025. A large academic study of attitudes among those living in the United Kingdom found the vast majority believe the country is divided, with many saying the culture is changing too fast and that they want my country to be the way it used to be. A massive majority of 86% of people living in the United Kingdom believe there is either a great deal or a fair amount of tension between immigrants and people born in the UK. Research by the Policy Institute at King's College London claims to have found. This sentiment has increased perceptibly since the last time the question was asked in 2023, when it stood at a very robust 74%. Remarkably, majorities seeing tension in British society between immigrants and Britons are dominant and evident across the political spectrum. While Nigel Farage's Reform UK and Conservative voters are most convinced, with up to three-quarters of Reform voters saying there is a great deal of tension, even the left-wing parties exhibit the same views. The Liberal Democrats and Greens, for instance, see agreement for the proposition hovering in the early 80s, while just 15% disagree. Drawing on an uncommonly large sample size for British surveys, the University's Institute states there are increasing notions of division in the country. Supporters of every political party and ethnic group agree that the country feels divided, and the proportion of those who support this idea has steadily risen throughout the 2020s. Contributing to the idea that the United Kingdom is one that is ill at ease with itself, half of voters say the nation's culture is changing too fast, with just a fifth disagreeing. This notion is gaining momentum as the two camps diverge. Just 5 years ago, the for and against camps enjoyed a third of support each. Now those opposing change dominate by 2-1. Concomitant with concern of change running away, a strong plurality also agrees they would like my country to be the way it used to be at 48%. This too is rapidly accelerating. Just 5 years ago, Britons were more likely to say they were happy with the way the country is than not. The King's College London study particularly noted that this change is being overwhelmingly driven by changes of opinion among white people. In 2020, both white and ethnic minority people living in the United Kingdom were very much in parity, agreeing that the country wasn't changing too quickly and didn't need to be returned to a previous state. While there was slight movement in ethnic minority agreement in the results, going from 32% to 35% on the UK changing too fast in 5 years, for instance, white Britons soared ahead in that time. White respondents, for instance, shot up from that third of people in agreement in 2020 to a majority saying so now, and being twice as likely to agree with the need to stop change than being happy with it. Reform and Conservative voters are, again, most likely to agree with these ideas. But despite an interpretation that could cast this as a high feeling of dissatisfaction with the United Kingdom, voters for those parties are also most likely to express patriotic ideas like "I am proud of my country." The research also drew in a wide range of other areas of interest. Feeling that there is a Brexit divide in the country is fading with time, with Leave and Remain voters more likely to see eye to eye. There has been a surge in people saying they believe transgender rights have gone too far, and Britons now perceive the word woke to be an insult, which they didn't 5 years ago. Some 67% agree there is a culture war going on. Curiously, practically the only metric in the whole study that has shown remarkable resilience to change are sentiments towards the history of the British Empire. While the predominant position is not having an opinion on it at all, of those who feel conviction, feeling the British Empire is something to be proud of beats out something to be ashamed of by about 10 points, something which hasn't changed in the past 5 years. This study follows only by days another such piece of research which again presented the British public as surprisingly conservative on matters of immigration compared to the perception of the UK as presented by its politics and political class, which remain in the whole overwhelmingly pro-open borders. That study, by the National Centre for Social Research, found that British voters are to the right of even their American cousins, with British Reform UK or Conservative voters to the right of US Donald Trump voters, and British Labour supporters to the left of Kamala Harris voters. Asked to state whether they agree with the statement "we risk losing our national identity if we are too open to people from all over the world," 81% of right-wing British voters said they agreed, ahead of just 65% of Trump voters. again with the statement it is bad for society if white people decline as a share of the population. 70% of the British camp agrees, compared to 43% of Trump voters.